and exclusive highlights from the Poor People's Campaign Against Poverty, Racism, and Militarism in D.C., featuring who? The poor, the disenfranchised, the marginalized, we the people, the moral agenda, which has been guiding the last 40 days of actions, calls for major changes to address systemic racism, poverty, ecological devastation, the war economy, and our distorted moral narrative, including repeal of the 2017 federal tax law, implementation of federal and state living wage laws, universal single-payer health care, and clean water for all, with the Capitol behind him in a city fraught with partisan politics. The Reverend William Barber laid out his vision for the Poor People's Campaign in his very gravelly preacher's voice. The rally followed 40 days of protest and civil disobedience across the country, but Barber wanted the crowd to know that that day was not the end of anything. It was, in fact, the beginning of a moral uprising across America.
And even though the day marked 50 years since Resurrection City, when thousands camped out in the same place to decry the plight of the poor, Barber also made it clear that they were not there to celebrate an anniversary. This is not a commemoration of what happened 50 years ago, he said. This is a reenactment and a re-inauguration.
And now, highlights from the Poor People's Campaign.
And so today is about the people, because I think it's time for a revolution. Today, you are the founding members of the 21st Century Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. We gather today for a call to action. We gather here declaring it's time for a moral uprising all across America. This is not a commencement, this is a commencing. This is not the commemoration of what happened 50 years ago. This is the reenactment and the re-inauguration. Because you do not commemorate prophets and prophetic movements. You go where the blood, where they fell, and reach down in the blood and pick up the baton and carry it the next mile of the way. For 3 years, we've been laying a foundation from the bottom up, not the top down, because helicopter leadership will not save us. Today, from this stage, no person will speak at the podium by themselves. Today, because of the continuing reality of two Americas, one land, the land of the very few with extreme lot, and the other land of the many with the very little, who suffer dots, daily ongoing stress syndrome of their lives, and the attention violence by the political culture toward the poor. We are here. People are watching by live stream around the country and the world. We are here to call the nation to action, to get our marching orders. We are here to put a face on the facts of poverty. We are here of every race, every color, every creed, every income, every faith tradition, especially the poor, coming together, declaring that we must have a poor people's, not march, a poor people's, not rally, but a poor people's campaign to save not the Republican Party, to save not the Democratic Party, but to save the very heart and the soul of this nation. Don't get it twisted. We are not the left. We are not the right. We are not the conservative. We are not the liberal, because those phrases are too puny and too weak and too limited. No, this campaign is standing in the deep moral tradition, in the deep religious and moral traditions that have always been necessary throughout history in order to lift those at the bottom and save countries from destroying their own potential. We are in the same moral tradition of the prophets of Israel who challenged kings and rulers to stop legislating evil. We are in the same moral tradition of Jesus, whose evangelical work was not being against gay people, but being against poverty. We are in the same moral tradition of the Apache and other indigenous spiritual people who taught us to care and not destroy and poison the air, water, and the land. We are in the same moral tradition of the abolitionists who knew if slavery was legal, it was still immoral and it had to be challenged. We are in the same moral tradition of the Reconstructionists who, after the Civil War, fought for equal protection under the law. We are in the same moral tradition as the social gospel movement who looked at poverty and corporate greed and asked, what would Jesus do? We are in the same moral tradition of those who fought for labor unions and decent wages and 8-hour workdays, even when they were killed and hung in places like Chicago. We are in the same moral tradition as Cesar Chavez and MLK and Rabbi Heschel and Fannie Lou Hamer and Swana Cheney and Goodman and Rosa Parks and Unitarian and Muslims like Malcolm and gay people and social justice activists like Bayard Rushton. We stand in the same moral tradition that have always fought to help this nation be a little more grounded in love, truth, and peace, and to come a little closer to being a more perfect union. This is who we are. Make no mistake, America, you've got to get a new lexicon for this. You won't be able to report this like you've normally reported it. We are black, we are white, we are brown, we are red, we are yellow, we are gay, we are straight, we are old, we are urban, we are rural, we are Jewish, we are Christian, we are Hindus, we are Muslim, we are people of faith, we are people not of faith, from Alaska to Alabama to the deep south in Mississippi to northern Maine, from California to the Carolinas, from the Midwest, from the Rust Belt to the Wheat Belt. We are the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival, and we won't be silent anymore. And since folk want to quote scripture, in Ezekiel 22, the Bible says, your politicians are like wolves, prowling and killing and taking whatever they want. But something is worse. Your preachers cover up for the politician by pretending to have vision and special vision and say God said it and God ain't said nothing. And because of this, extortion is rife, robbery is epidemic, the poor and the needy are abused, outsiders are kicked around, immigrants are mistreated with no access for justice. So God says, I'm looking for somebody to stand in the gap. Who will stand in the gap was the question 2,600 years ago, and it's the question right now. When there are 140 million poor people in this country and over 200,000 die every year from poverty, while 400 families make an average of $197,000 an hour, the gaps are real. When we see homelessness on the street, especially among our children and LGBT communities, the gaps are real. When voter suppression is targeted at black, brown, and poor people in ways like we haven't seen since the days of Jim Crow. And when voter suppression and gerrymandering and the refusal to fix the Voting Rights Act is happening right here in the Congress and in state capitals, and it hurts poor people and sick people, and when the people who use racist voter suppression, once they get power, use that power to hurt white people and black people and brown people, the gaps are real. When poor folk live in communities whereby the millions, they can buy unleaded gas and can't buy unleaded water. When America is the richest nation in the world, poor and working people, but we don't have health care for everybody. When Puerto Rico is left and thousands die. when in Alaska they drill in the native lands, and when in the Apache lands they poison the water, and when we don't have the health care we ought to have, the gaps are real. When a politician gets free health care just because they got elected, but then they don't want the people that elected them to have the same thing they have. And when far too many preachers are engaging in theological malpractice, and they will pray P-R-A-Y for politicians and president, but not say a word when those politicians and the president pray P-R-E-Y on the least of these, the needy and the children, the gaps. When they claim that they have Jesus agenda, but they don't do or say what Jesus said. When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was a stranger, did you take me in? When we live in a country where some will justify caging not just children, but brown children like animals, and they will separate and snatch them from their parents, and separate and snatch children from health care, and separate and snatch children from food stamps. The gaps between justice and injustice are real. And so it is our calling, as long as we've got breath in our body, right now and right here, to stand in the gap. Is there anybody ready to stand? Until the cries of the poor are heard and things change, stand. Until the cries of the sick get everybody health care, stand. So we can save this nation from a spiritual, economic, and political death, stand. We must stand in the gap and speak truth. Stand in the gap and nonviolently go to jail if necessary. Stand in the gap and mobilize voters. Stand in the gap and build power among the poor. We must stand with love. We must stand with truth. We must stand with grace. We must stand until we restore or build the heart of this nation. And we must stand. This is no time to retreat. This is no time to cry. This is no time to be silent. This is no time to run away. We must stand and declare that we were born for such a time as this. Is there anybody willing to stand? Until every gap is closed, stand. Until America lives up to her promises, stand. Until we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there anybody willing to stand? Stand. 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 And when you've done all, stand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now here to speak about systemic racism is Amy Joe and Quincy Bloxman, Irasima Hernandez, Jimmy Hawkins.
West Virginia, did you know that there are fewer voting rights today in 2018 than there were 50 years ago? Did you know that since 2010, 23 states have passed racist voter suppression laws? That's a shame. Did you know 6.1 million people cannot vote because of felony convictions, including 1 in 13 black adults? Did you know that we imprison and detain more people, especially poor people and people of color, than any other country in the world?
Yay.
Did you know that federal spending on immigration, deportations, and the border has increased from $2 billion to $17 billion in the past 40 years? Did you know that from just April 18th to May 31st of this year, Border Patrol has handed over 1,995 children to Health and Human Services?
Health and Human Services is currently holding 11,000 immigrant children.
Jersey! Therefore, we demand the immediate full restoration and expansion of the Voting Rights Act and an end to racist gerrymandering and redistricting. We demand early registration of 17 and 18-year-olds, automatic registration at the age of 18, early voting in every state, same-day registration, the enactment of Election Day as a holiday, and the right to vote for all currently and formerly incarcerated people. We demand to end mass incarceration and the continuing inequalities for people of color and poor white people within the criminal justice system. We demand that First Nations, Native Americans, Alaskan Native people retain their tribal recognition as nations, not races, to make claims to their sovereignty. We demand an immigration system that, instead of criminalizing people for trying to raise their families, keeps families together and gives people a clear, just path to citizenship.
So my name is Iracema Hernandez. People call me Sima, but you can call me your sister. I stand here in solidarity with Kenya from California. She is the co-chair of California Poor People's Campaign. She could not be here, but she is watching. She is welcoming a new addition to her family. I'm here today to talk about what's being done to our families, to shine a light on the atrocities happening to our brothers and sisters crossing imaginary borders. I am a daughter of immigrants, migrant workers who crossed the border for a better life. Instead, it was a life of bondage. We worked the tomato fields, apple, peach, and orange orchards. As a little girl, I remember picking tomatoes with my grandmother as a plane flew over us, dumping pesticides. I lived in the shadows in fear for my mother and my abuelos that they would be deported for much of my life. Separating families is a practice that has been done for a very long time to keep us in control and keep us scared. The capitalist system is deeply rooted in white supremacy. When our brothers and sisters are crossing imaginary borders, it's not because they want to. It is because they have to survive war-torn countries, economic and ecological devastation caused by capitalist and white supremacy ideology that bombs black and brown nations to exploit and profit from humanitarian crisis. We must learn from history to avoid repeating it. We must stop families from being separated before it happens, not after the fact when it's comfortable and convenient to talk about it. My brothers and sisters, we can all do something to help stop these atrocities by divesting from the system that contributes to this perpetual war economy. Take your money to credit unions and reevaluate your retirement and investment accounts. Use the capitalist system against it and break it. I was born in this country. I am a citizen. Still, I lived in fear. I was born into bondage. We were all born into bondage. But we can change that right now. To the people employed by the federal government just doing their job, do not let the job get in the way of your humanity. We are breaking free from our chains. You are not powerless. You are powerful. Can I hear you? Are we powerful? Woo!
All right, folks, now it's time for our speakers who will address the issue of systemic poverty.
Say shame.
Yeah. Give it up.
In Rhode Island, these are a couple of the many things that we demand. We demand living wages starting with $15 an hour and the right to join and form unions. We demand fully funded social services and welfare programs for the poor. We demand an end to an anti-union and anti-workers' rights laws in the state. We demand the expansion of Medicare in every state and the protection of Medicare as well for single-payer universal health care for all. We demand relief from crushing household, student, and consumer debt. We declare jubilee. Yes, yes. We demand equity and the safety of all persons, regardless of race, ethnicity, immigration status, sexual orientation, or gender identity. We demand equal treatment and accessible housing, health care, public transportation services for all people, including people with disabilities. We demand and repeal of the 2017 tax law and a stop to cuts to CHIP, SNAP, Medicare, LIHEAP, public housing, and other needed services and programs.
All right. Now we got labor getting ready to come up on the stage because labor understands they can't just fight for the contract. They got to fight against racism and fight against ecological and fight for health care. It's all one fight.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is Claude Cummings, Jr. I'm the Vice President of the Communication Works of America, District 6. For far too long, greedy corporations have taken advantage of workers at every turn. Corporations such as Verizon and AT&T are zealously fighting to ban their employees from organizing for fair wages and better working conditions. Even worse, these corporate CEOs are outsourcing good-paying American jobs and using the tax break they got from Trump to tax plan to buy back stocks while refusing to pay their workers a living wage. Please join me in welcoming Sherita Bryant to the stage.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Thank you for allowing me to talk to you about corporate greed. I'm a proud CWA member, activist, organizer, and most importantly, a worker at AT&T in Virginia. Before the passage of Trump's tax plan, our CEO, Randall Stephenson, made a false promise to invest in his workforce and create at least 7,000 new jobs. Instead, just like all other greedy corporations, AT&T took the $20 billion they received in tax breaks and laid off thousands of workers across the country, including my state, Virginia. They did not stop there. Encouraged by administration's backing of corporate billionaires, AT&T has increased its efforts to offshore thousands of well-paying American jobs to overseas nations with low wages and contracted workers. Unfortunately, this is just another example of greedy corporations and their CEOs taking advantage of dedicated workers. They do not care about families and communities being devastated by these decisions. We are not going to be silent. We are here today to say enough is enough. Let us stop corporate greed and put people over profit. Within the last year alone, my local union has organized 3 strikes at Verizon, AT&T, and Frontier Communications to fight for our fair share. Workers are the backbone of this economy. When workers win, we all win. But we can only win if we join together, organize, and fight back. Brothers and sisters, I am here today to say to these corporations, we won't be silent. We won't back down. We'll fight to the end. Stay strong. Power to the people. Thank you, and God bless.
I work at Ronald Reagan Airport. And for a cleaning company called MBS, it's Metropolitan Building Services. And the fight for better wages, health care, and other benefits, it wasn't easy. And we managed to win our contract. We've had our contract for a year. But there's still a fight going on because, like many of these people up here have said, money, you need money to survive. And dealing with what I went through in my life and with my family and seeing how my mom and dad and everybody had to struggle, it's not right. And I'm fighting not just for MBS. I'm fighting for the other workers at the airport, Huntley, Ulin, G2, and many others. And we all need your support. Just because you see us, don't assume that we're making X amount of dollars.
That's right.
Don't assume that we're just sitting up here and we're okay. You don't know our story unless you ask us our story. A lot of us are, many of the workers there, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and we shouldn't have to. So I ask everyone to support, no matter who it is, big, small, light or tall, I ask for your support. Because my mother used to tell me, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
That's right, girl. That's right.
Be the change that you want to be. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Stand.
Amen.
Give it up for it. Give it up.
Brothers and sisters, my name's Mark Perrone, and I work for the members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. And all the workers out there in this world that want to organize in our retail and food industries that we represent. I stand here today to introduce to you a person with courage, a person that I am proud to stand here with. She's currently organizing her workplace and inspiring workers and co-workers to stand up for the better life that they deserve.
Give it up. Say, we fight together. Everybody put a fist in the air and say, solidarity. Forever. Say, if 140 million poor people and working poor people come together in America, we will change this country for the better. Solidarity. All right. And the reason we're doing this is because you cannot address poverty unless you address systemic racism, systemic poverty. And by the way, racism is not Roseanne Barr's words. Racism is when you pass policies that hurt black and brown people, when you take voting rights, when you hurt indigenous people, when you stack the courts with racist judges. That's racism. Poverty, ecological devastation, the war economy, and militarism. Those are the last two sections where people will come and we will get our charge, because we are going, as I said, like Martin Luther, to put this on the Capitol door to let them know if they think that all we're going to do is have one rally, they got another thought coming. This is just the beginning. And one day we're going to all call together all across this country and going to do what? Shut it down.
Highlights from the Poor People's Campaign Against Poverty, Racism, and Militarism in D.C. This is just the beginning. Representing the poor, the disenfranchised, the marginalized, we the people fighting for people's power. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.